brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I pray that it is a blessing for you, because now, in particular, we're entering Holy Week. And this is a time to honestly, if we haven't already done it, honestly take a look at our lives. Am I following the Lord as He would want me to? Brothers and sisters, we really do need to pay attention to this, not just to say, oh, this is Holy Week, and we'll get through it, and then we can relax and have fun. And it's true, we can relax. But brothers and sisters, the first thing is my life in accord with what God wants it to be? And you could say, oh, well, it's too late now for this year. It's already Palm Sunday, and we're getting into the last week of Lent. No. Even now, today, God pours out grace for each one of us, for what we need. And I'm asking Him in a particular way to bless you. And you say, oh, I just haven't been very good in what I said I would do. Then this week, take one thing, one sacrifice, one work that you take on this week in reparation for your sins. Ask God to bless you. Ask Him to use you to help other people. And it will be truly a holy week. That's what we want. The first reading today is taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 7. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am well pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and the spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and I set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. I know that there are many people who volunteer work at the jails, to speaking to people there and praying with them and just talking to them about the Lord and what will happen to them when they're freed from prison. But this is a week, I think, to ask God particularly for those people, but for all of us, that He wants us to be blessed by Him. He wants to pour out blessing on us. And so often we turn our eyes away from Him and we grow very embarrassed or angry and we don't want to have anything to do with God. And God prays for you, especially in this Holy Week. God loves you. God wants you back to Him. Open your heart. Please open your heart. Psalm 27 tells us, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted. Wait for the Lord." And I really encourage you today, don't give up. Oh, I asked God once if He would do something and nothing happened, so I don't believe that He's there. Perhaps what God wanted of you was something different than what you thought was His will. Trust Him. Trust Him. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. We want to be with him for all eternity, don't we? Wait for the Lord with courage. Trust him. Pray. Be stout-hearted. Wait for the Lord. And after that, Psalm 27, we're led to the Gospel of John today, chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of that oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. Jesus knows all this. He knows our inmost thoughts. He knows who we really are. He sees when we betray him, and yet he continues to offer forgiveness to us. Please, no matter how long you've been away from the Lord, no matter how long you've been away from church, please come to him. Please acknowledge your sins, because I know what you will find is freedom and peace. That's what God has for you. So Jesus said to this woman, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." Brothers and sisters, money is one of the things that can so touch our lives and make us stingy, and make us hoarders, and make us try to accumulate more and more and more. Brothers and sisters, envy works in all of us, but I want to encourage you, please stop it in your own heart by looking to Jesus for help. Don't try to do it out of your own willpower. You'll fail. You can add your own willpower, but turn to Jesus and ask him for the strength. It goes on to say here that the large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. Have you turned away at some point in your life? Have you turned away from Jesus? "Well, I'll just spend my life the way I want and I'll worry about the rest later." No, this life is given to us to prepare us for eternal life. That's why Jesus suffered and died for us, so that our sins could be forgiven, really forgiven. No matter what the sin, God will forgive. Come to him. Come to him, please, brothers and sisters. Because I want to see all of you in heaven. I want to be with all of you in heaven. I want us to have an eternity of joy and happiness. Oh, brothers and sisters, that's not some kind of mirage. That's real. I noticed in Magnificat magazine that it says this at the end of this reading: Mary paid attention only to Jesus, to show respect to him. It did not seem extravagant to her to pour over him a whole vase of precious perfume. Some of those who were present murmured, "Why this waste? Could not the ointment have been sold and the price given to the poor? Mary said nothing and made no excuses. Completely absorbed in her adored master, she continued her work of devotion and love. That's what we're called to. Mary is the symbol of the soul in love with God, the soul who gives herself exclusively to Him, consuming for Him all that she is and all that she has. She is a symbol of those souls who give up in whole or in part exterior activity in order to consecrate themselves more fully to the immediate service of God and to devote themselves to a life more intimate with Him. This total consecration to the Lord is deemed wasteful by those who fail to understand it. Although the same offering, if otherwise employed, would cause no complaint, if everything we are and have is His gift, can it be a waste to sacrifice it in His honor, and by so acting, to repair for the indifference of countless souls who seldom, if ever, think of Him? Brothers and sisters, I just have to stop right there and say, how many of us get so consumed by our work that we have no time for God? How many of us have turned away in some way from the Lord and we think, well, that's it. God would never take me back. God would never want me. God longs for you. When you look at Jesus this week on the cross, He died for you. No matter what you've done, He died for you. No matter what you've done, He offers you the sacrament of reconciliation at the cross. Brothers and sisters, please don't turn away from the Lord. Don't ignore Him. Don't do some kind of external presence, perhaps at Mass one day a week, and that's your pittance that you pay to the Lord. Well, the Mass, of course, is far more than a pittance, but God is asking more from us. He wants not just a part of our heart. He wants our whole heart. Our whole heart. And that's hard. And that's why we need His grace to do that. We can say, oh, I'm giving God everything, but I just have this, or I just have that, or I'm tied into this, or I'm tied into that. No. Let God have everything. He wants to prepare us to see Him face to face. You and me, to actually see Him face to face. What do you want to say to Jesus when you see Him? I really ask you, brothers and sisters, during this Holy Week, to spend a little time taking an inventory of your heart. Do you just follow the law or the commandments? Or are you, day by day, giving your life more and more to Him? God calls you back, and if you're living your life according to Him, He will bless you abundantly. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.